Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Now, while the wet weather has been difficult for humans this summer, the same can't be said for Ireland's amphibians. This year's wet spring and unseasonably warm temperatures back in June have been manna from heaven for our only native toad, the natterjack. It's extremely rare, mainly found only in Kerry, but a new breeding initiative means our native toad is making a comeback. And I'm joined by Heritage Minister Malcolm Noonan, who is in Castle Gregory today, to help release over 9,000 toadlets, as they're called. And he joins me now. Minister Noonan, good evening to you.
Good evening, John.
And the toadlets aren't complaining about the weather, you say?
They're not. And yes, they are really, the natterjack toad is a beautiful, very charismatic little creature with a beautiful yellow streak down its back. And they are, as you said, restricted to areas around Castlemaine Harbour and Castle Gregory in County Kerry. So today we're on the farm of Tommy Reedy, a fantastic organic farmer down there who has lovely Dexter cows on his land. And we released a few hundred, not 9,000, natterjack toadlets. So what we have over the last number of years, since 2016, a really good partnership agreement with Fota Wildlife Park, who do really fantastic conservation work with us on other species such as corncrake and the curlew. And for the last number of years, the staff from National Parks and Wildlife Service have been lifting the spawn out of the ponds and bringing them to Fota Wildlife Park, where they are allowed to metamorphose into toadlets and led by John McLaughlin in Fota Wildlife Park. Mm-hmm. And then we bring them back to the area where they're from and release them again. So it gives them a much higher chance of survival. So the mortality in the wild could be as much as 90%, whereas this captive breeding program would see probably that reduced down to about 25%. So it's a really successful partnership program with landowners, with Fota, and with the National Parks and Wildlife Service.
Forgive me, my figures may have been wrong, but there are hundreds of toadlets released today. And why is it so important to conserve the natterjack, Minister?
Yeah, so it's hugely important. They are an endangered species. They've lost a lot of their habitat due to land reclamation and changes in agricultural practices in recent years. And I think the focus around what we have, what we call a farm plan scheme with local farmers, 15 or 16 farmers in this area, plus the local community, and supported by the National Parks and Wildlife Service, will give the natterjack toad a much greater fighting chance of survival. And over that time, I think the figure you had is correct in terms of the amount of toadlets that have been released since 2016. So I think what we will hopefully see is an increase in the range, because the range was never really outside of those areas as far as we know. But increase in the range and increase, once we improve the habitats through good farming practices, I think we will mm-hmm. see, hopefully, the sound of the natterjack toad much more widespread around this wonderful part of Southwest Kerry.
And is it farming practices? Is it land reclamation? Or what is it that threatens their habitat? And is that changing there?
Yes, lots of things. It is land reclamation, and it is changing in farming practice, but it's also climate change. We've seen the summer we've had. Certainly, we've had a lot of rain since June, at the end of June, but up to that point, we had probably the driest June on record. So these little pools that they love to inhabit, they can dry out very quickly, and if that happens, the toadlets will die. So I think having those little small ponds where they can where they can hatch out and they can breed, and then they can come back to those areas in 2 or 3 years' times in their life cycle, I think is fantastic. And it was just wonderful to be on Tommy's farm today to see the little toadlets head off on their adventures and to see them hopefully will survive and thrive in those areas. And they have a lot of predators as well, because when they're as spawn, they can dragonfly and beetle larvae can take them, but as also as adult toads, foxes, otters, heron will take them as well. So there's a lot of challenges for these beautiful little creatures, and every little help that we can give them, I think, is something very positive for nature.
Are you getting a positive response from farmers like Tommy and the farming community that may have to change their ways on this too?
Oh, there's no doubt the farmers down here are well bought into it, as well as the local communities around the area, because I think the schools, everything, everyone has bought into it. And I think the farmers, like Tommy, he's just wonderful. And he's an organic farmer. As I said, he has Dexter cows on his land. They're a lovely small animal, and they're very light on the land. And I think he will do what he needs to do, as he was saying to us today, to ensure that the toadlets survive and thrive into adulthood.
Minister Noonan, while you're in Kerry today, you may have heard a large part of the Connor Pass is up for sale near Dingle, and there have been calls for the government, your government, to step in and buy it as a national park. You're the minister responsible for our national park, so will you be taking a look? Should we buy it?
Well, we buy, National Parks and Wildlife Service buy a lot of land each year. And thankfully, due to increases in our budgets that this government has brought in, we're in a position to be able to buy up parcels of land that might be attached to a national park or nature reserve where they're of strategic value for nature. And Connor Pass is already a special area of conservation in the Mount Brandon SAC. So certainly we don't discuss any of the land that we are looking at to purchase, but it is certainly, it's a beautiful part of the country. But as I said, we are and have been over recent years buying up parcels of land that are of use to us in terms of nature conservation and restoration.
Well, it's for sale, €10 million for 1,000 acres of land, almost 400 acres of forestry. Some in your own party would say you should consider it or protect it before someone else snaps it up. Is that a no? The government won't be buying it?
It's already protected. It's part of the Mount Brandon Special Area Conservation, as I said. So I think, but I won't certainly discuss any land that we're looking at, actively looking at for purchase. It wouldn't be correct to do so.
The Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, said he was open to talks, I think, with Mr. Noonan, your namesake, who was selling it, Mike Noonan, yeah. I think his name is. That hasn't happened yet, or you're not part of that?
Again, I won't speculate as to what discussions are ongoing, but as I said, we are, as National Parks and Wildlife Service, strategically purchasing land as we think it may have a strategic value in terms of nature restoration over time.
But it may be protected enough already.
Well, there's a protection on it. Yeah, as I said, it is a special area of conservation, and there's a lot of qualifying interest there in terms of species, the Killarney fern, there's blanket bogs, freshwater pearl mussel, North Atlantic wet heats. All of these are part and parcel of the Connor Pass. So it is a huge, and I'm sure I can appreciate it's emotive to people.
Okay.
So I can appreciate all of that.
Minister Noonan, briefly before I let you go, I believe you're a keen musician, and I'm sure like many people today watching on as the people of Ireland and Bray said goodbye to Sinead O'Connor. What are your thoughts?
Well, Sinead was just a trailblazer, and she used, I said it before, she used her music as a weapon of peace and a weapon of activism. And it really is testament to the incredible reach that she had, that we have artists like Chuck D from Public Enemy paying tribute to her. And I think that's, you know, from to folk artists to artists of all genres. And, you know, back in the day when hip hop wasn't given any great credibility, particularly at the Grammys, it was Sinead who wore the Public Enemy logo on the side of her shaved head, and that spoke volumes about, but she embraced so much music, reggae, hip-hop, punk music, folk, and I think it's fantastic that she got, that the community, that people in Ireland got the opportunity to give her the send-off that she deserved, but there's no doubt her legacy would be far-reaching.
Heritage Minister Malcolm Noonan, thank you for talking to me on Drive Time this evening.